being ready, doing that exam. And Dr. Max, as I had already worked with Mary, and we had talked about back to school, first thing I saw from him is back to school. We were thinking along the same line.
Well, it is that time, Bill. When we say back to school, what's the first thing you remember of your childhood and having to go back to school?
Well, it meant I didn't have to hoe beans anymore, couldn't play baseball anymore, and it was back to school and the books. And it was like, oh, yes, I got to go see the doctor.
That, too. You know, what I remember is that that was long enough ago, I got to start wearing shoes again.
They're
going barefoot all summer.
So as we talk about that, it is the beginning of the school year, and I think your point is pretty well taken. Why not chiropractic checking?
Yes. You know, and I'm not talking getting your kid in for the athletic physical. Everyone does that. But it's back to school. Get your child in and have his or her nervous system checked by the chiropractor.
That all makes sense to us. And as we do that, you know, kindergartners, not a bad place to start. And you're saying, why would a kindergartner that age need to talk to a chiropractor?
Well, that's why I'm here, to explain why we have become a symptom-related society. If I feel nothing, if I know nothing, I must not have anything wrong with me. I wait for something to be wrong with me, and then I go to the doctor.
But you have to be educated as to what might be wrong with you, and you kind of become aware of it.
As we become more aware, we get little signs and symptoms, but if there are no signs and symptoms, we could still have something wrong with us. Chiropractors, since they evaluate the nervous system, they can tell if something's wrong before there is wrong. And basically, why get your kid in to get checked? Why get your child in to get checked? Would you want your child growing up having a deficient nervous system? Do you want your kid to learn how to skip rope and color between the lines if his nervous system or her nervous system isn't optimal function? And only a chiropractor can tell you that. Your kid certainly can't.
I think back, the first chiropractor that I actually saw was you.
Yep.
And you said, are you a farm kid?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, yeah. And it was like, farm youngsters have different tendencies with their structure, their body, and what's going on. And it made me wonder, as I was kind of preparing for today, if you had seen me when I was 6 or 7 years of age, rather than at 65 or 70, what might you have learned or might have shared with me that might have helped me not have 20, 30 years that there was something wrong and I didn't know about it?
That is a good question. What would have happened with the little Billy at age 6 or 7?
And that's what they used to call me.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. I bet you still are a cute little Billy. So for those of you listeners that have never seen Bill Zartman, he's a very handsome young man of 70.
Yes, 70, soon to be 73.
There you go, in his 70s. I think that the chiropractor then would have found something wrong with Billy that would have made the chores that he did on the farm have less of an impact on his spine, and Dr. Max, in present day, would have found less degenerative changes.
And that's the key word, the changes that maybe I wouldn't have had to go through if other little Billies and little Billy Jeans that are out there today had the opportunity to come in and you say, well, your feet aren't quite right, and they found something wrong with my feet when I was about 12 or 14, you might have found it earlier.
Yes, and maybe what the adage, as the twig is bent, so grows the tree, you know? And that's what I'm finding out. The more decades I'm in practice, the younger someone is, that doesn't mean their problem is less important. That means it's far more profound. If someone spends age 12 through 42 with a problem, that's going to have a more profound effect on their life than spending age 42 to 62 with the same problem.
nervous system, something you wanted to touch.
Yes, yes. How does modern medicine measure life? Well, we have to go to the end of life. And they define the end of life as the ceasing of electrical activity in the brain. Okay? So if that's how the medical world dictates the end of life, no more electrical activity in the brain, what do they do on a regular basis to measure that brain electrical activity in the healthy person? Typically, Bill, what goes on when you or I a child goes in to get an annual physical? What kind of things do they check?
Well, they want to make sure that my pulse is okay. They want to make sure that they've checked my weight. Mm-hmm. They've checked my height. Am I growing? They'll check my skin. They'll want me to make sure that they can check the other body parts to make sure that they are functioning properly and that maybe I don't have a cancer or I don't have a skin disease of some kind. But there would be a long list of things that they would do.
Right, yeah. Heart weight, blood pressure. they might even do some lab work, but they don't do anything about checking that electrical activity of the brain. There's no way of seeing how alive you are. Now, all that electrical activity in the brain, where do you think that goes?
Well, it probably goes into the rest of the body.
Yes!
To make sure that I can move. And I wouldn't know if I was moving well or not because I hadn't been trained since I first went to school.
So those that electrical activity, and we all know that electricity has to go somewhere. You know, it's traveling. It can't just stand still. Yes, those electrical impulses go through the spinal cord, out to the peripheral nerves, and basically communicate with every cell of the body. And chiropractic likes to call that electrical activity of the brain mental impulses.
All right, we're in our last minute and a half.
Very good.
And I know that you want the kids to be checked, but you also want the whole family to be checked.
Want the whole family to be checked. Now is a good time. It isn't just the beginning of the school. It's the beginning of the school year. It's a great time to start everything over. One last parting thought. Lots of times, one thing that every kid gets is vision screening, right? Got to see if you need glasses. Why do we check kids that don't complain about their vision?
Because you don't know it, and they don't know.
They don't know if they have poor vision. They think everyone sees blurry. And so we get their vision screened. They need glasses. Suddenly, they're not the dumb kid anymore. They're the smart kid because they can see the board. No different with a chiropractic subluxation. Your child does not know if he or she has one. You don't know if he or she has one. Maybe you think he's a little or she's a little uncoordinated like I was. Bring him in, Reinecke Chiropractic, 335-0880. If you've got questions, we'd love to talk to you about why your child needs to be checked.
Little Maxie Reinecke, how do they find you?
We're on the corner of 37th and Center. That's just north of the Hy-Vee on South Minnesota, 335-0880. If you can't remember the number, just Google Dr. Max, the chiropractor, and you can make an appointment with Melissa.
Max, we appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Billy.